was a rainy night and all the windows were tight. There were 13 people in the house. The owner and his wife, the butler and his wife, cook with her knife, a couple named Smythe. The Andersons were there with another strange pair and the scary caretaker and me. The clock struck one, there was the sound of a gun, and I heard somebody run away. And the 12 who were alive had terror in their eyes, and I overheard the Andersons say, who could have done it? Who could have done it? And I wonder where's the crook in her knife? Madam, said Adam, with his wife by his side, it was the shot we heard that took her life. The other couple named Sloan and I ran to the phone to call the police, but just then all the power went out. We heard a great shout and we knew for someone else it was the end. When the power came on, we were shocked with alarm, for instead of being 12, we were 10. Who could have done it? Who could have done it? The Andersons were such a nice pair. Now the owner and his wife both afraid for their life, so they hurried to the door to run away. But before they got there, there was a whistle through the air, then another, then they both had passed away. There were 7 of us left now, afraid of death now, but I knew it wasn't me or the Sloans. 'Cause when the power went out and we heard the other shout, we were out there in the hallway on the phone. That left the butler and his wife and the couple named Smythe and the old scary caretaker too. So the Sloans and I, who were both afraid to die, had to think of something quick we could do. So we called the Smythes and the butler and his wife, and we gathered in the drawing room. But before we could call for the caretaker too, it was too late, for he had met his doom. It looked like poison. That left 5 were still alive, the Sloans, the Smythes and myself. Once again the lights went out and I heard a great shout from both the Smythes and the Sloans. And then the lights came on again and I looked around again, and everybody was dead and I was alone. Well, I must have passed out, for the next thing I knew I was awakened with my hands in chains. There was a man with the gun and he said, don't bother, son, you'll have plenty of time to explain. I was rushed to a car, then taken to a cell, and a lawyer came in and said his name. He said, I'm sure you told the truth.
Well, the truth is, my boy, to believe it, the judge would be insane.
Now, before I pass sentence on you, have you anything to say? And I said, are you kidding? I said, this must be a dream. I said, this can't be real. You don't believe a word that I've said. And then he looked me in the eye and said, have mercy on the soul. And I was hanged by the neck until dead. Have mercy.